Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today is yet another update video, but not about the pregnancy. I wanted to do an update video. I guess it's not a video. I wanted to do an update podcast or episode about how we're doing living in a trailer. 8 months ago, we moved into a trailer, and I just wanted to, like, you know, touch base with that, because I think I said that I would, but I haven't yet, so here we go. So when it comes down to it, I do miss living in a home. I do love my little home. Like, it's still nice and comfortable and small, and but I do miss certain aspects of being in a house or an apartment or a home. I do miss having a living room, and I do miss having counter space. We don't have any counter space. I'm trying to get a cover for our stove, because I can't, like, so I can have extra counter space. So we could just, like, put those up and then use that as counter space before I start cooking. To me, that'd be really helpful. Because then I can also make a sandwich or make dinner for Tyler, or make lunch for Tyler while she's at the table, and I don't have to have it right in front of her. So yeah, I do want to get one of those. I feel like it would help a lot. But yeah, I do miss that. The one thing that I also have realized is once we move into a house or an apartment, we have no idea how we're going to fill the fridge. We have an RV-sized fridge. Yes, it is a pretty big fridge for an RV, but this is also a camper that sleeps about 10 people. So I guess it's like having that big of a fridge is like normal for the size of camper or trailer or whatever you want to call it. However, it is not the freezer is not. I can't wait to have a full-size freezer. I really do like freezing the produce or the vegetables that I'm not using right away that I buy. That way they don't go bad. So that I do miss. But other than that, like, we're still working on making it feel like home. We're getting pretty good. We've definitely made some changes. So we're definitely making it feel like home, more like home. And so we did the living room, we've done Tyler's room, we've tried the bathtub, and then we've also tried to hang pictures on the walls. However, every time we hang pictures on the walls, we don't know why, but they just fall off. So we don't have anything on the walls. I'm still trying to find other ways to hang things on the walls, because I feel like that would also make it feel a little bit more like home. And then, when it comes to our living room, which is like our living room, our dining room, and our kitchen, we have painted all of the brown to gray. So now all our cabinets are gray, our fridge is gray, everything is gray instead of brown. I really, really like it. Jeremiah was not hyped about it in the beginning, but now he really likes it, and it's really kind of brightened the place up. We've taken out the carpet that was in the main corners of the trailer, so like the living room, kitchen, dining room. We had this huge carpet that was right there that I did not like, and I think it looked really ugly. Jeremiah took it out for me, and we are gonna get like carpets, like rugs for the house during the winter, so we can keep a little bit more warmth in. But other than that, I love the white. It kind of looks like white tile, tile to me. Laminate. I don't know what it's called. Aluminum. I don't know. But we've taken the carpet out, and now it looks a lot better too. It also has brightened it up in here. And then in the kitchen, we actually added a backsplash where the stove is. And by far, that is one of my favorite, things that we did to the house. I think it looks really good. It was really kind of difficult to do. It was like all the little tiny details of like how I'm gonna fit this there, like that was a little hard. And then when I think we're gonna wrap the kitchen table into something to make kind of a darker kitchen table. Right now it's gray, like it just looks like a restaurant table, and I don't like it. So I think we're just gonna wrap it. And I don't know what it's called, but we're gonna wrap it into some dark wood looking thing. And then see if we like it. If we don't like it, we'll just take it off. And then I'm also still trying to cover the kitchen cushions, the table cushions, dining table cushions. I do not like the color. We have covered the couch with a couch cover that is like a navy blue, so we don't have to look at the flowery fluorescent 1990s hotel look. And so I'm trying to figure out how to do that with these ones on the at the table, so we don't have to look at those. We've also taken off all the blinds in the house. We are going to get curtains instead of blinds. I think they just look better, and they'll look a little bit more flowy, which is kind of like what I'm looking for in here, is a flow. So it's not like just to, I don't know, make it look a little better. We have, and we're also working on getting a shelf. Okay, baby, I'll get you something in just a second, okay? Okay, just a second, I'll get you some milk, okay, Levy? Okay. So yeah, we're definitely still trying to do things in the house and make it look more homey and make it work more with us. And then we have done Tyler's room too. We've also painted all the wood in there gray, so it's no longer brown, but it's gray. We have also added a wallpaper on one side of her wall, just as like an accent, and it's a woodsy butterfly. And then I have to do, we haven't finished that side yet, because Jeremiah put it up for me, but he didn't know that we had another one, so I gotta put that up too. And then we have also taken out an entire bottom bunk in her room, and so now it's just like carpet. We were so happy to find out that it was just carpet underneath it, and so we closed off the exit. Most trailers have, under her bottom bunk that we got rid of was also a compartment so that we could store things there, but she kept falling off of it, and so we kind of just opted to get rid of it. And we were able to cover her, that opening, with like a piece of wood, and then we were also able to lock it. What I think we should have done is like shoved a little bit of insulation in there just to add a little bit of insulation, but that's okay. And then the next thing that I think we're going to do, I think, is we're going to get rid of her closet. Because we're expecting another one, her closet has no dress, there's no dresser. And I think with how small their clothes, like her clothes are, and then how small the baby's clothes will be, it'd be a lot easier to put it all in a dresser than it will in a closet. We did have like a tiny little shelf in there, and then her clothes got too big for it, and like now we have another thing in there, but I don't like it, so I am trying to convince Jeremiah to take the closet out, which he said wouldn't be super hard. So we're hoping for the best. And then the last thing we're going to do in Tyler's room is get her a pretty big sized whiteboard for a very empty spot in her room so that she can color, not on her wall, but she can color like on the whiteboard. We were going to do chalk, but chalk is a mess. And I can't always handle, like, I don't like the sound of chalkboard, unless, like, you know how to do it, like, it's not, you know, I don't like the scratching. We're good, we're just gonna do a whiteboard. And so, yeah, so that's what we've done with Tyler's room, and then we have attempted to paint the bathtub white again. However, it is starting to chip and it looks so bad now. It was definitely a home renovation fail. I don't know if I did something wrong or if I'm using like I have no idea what I, like, what happened. We're probably going, I'm probably going to sit there and peel it all off again and try again. But yeah, so if you guys have any, we use this, like, bathtub whitening spray paint thing from Walmart. It was like $15. We went through three of them for our small bathroom. Our bathroom is yet the one, really one thing we haven't touched in the house. I don't really know what to do to our bathroom, and because it does collect a lot, like when we shower, it's a very small area. I can stand in the shower, in the bathroom, like in the middle of the floor, and put my hands out and touch every wall. Like, it's a very small bathroom. I'm still trying to figure out what I can do in there that's not gonna ruin or collect a lot of moisture or stuff like that. So yeah, there's that one. And then a lot of the painting has been put on hold with the pregnancy too. We have done some more painting, however, just like touch-up paintings here and there. And then, so yeah, we're gonna attempt that again later. I'm gonna do a little bit more research about it first and figure out what I'm doing. Another thing is that it's about a 30 by 8 trailer, right? So it's about 240 square feet, about give or take. And it is definitely an easy cleanup because you're not going to different rooms that are like, oh, these toys have to go all the way upstairs, these toys have to go all the way downstairs, the laundry all the way up. Like, you know, it's everything's right there. So it is definitely easy to clean up, and it's definitely just easy to clean up. But cleanup is super easy, super quick, and the detail cleaning, I definitely don't mind. But that's another reason why I miss having a house, is when we lived in a house, I had, okay, this day I would clean this, I would, like, clean up the house, but then I would deep clean this room, and I miss that. Now if I deep clean a room, I might as well deep clean the house, because it's just the same, like, it's all the same size as one room. So, that's kind of where I'm at with that one. And then, something that we are working on is trying to figure out how we're going to fit a newborn in here. I am not a person to hold the baby 24/7. I'm not that kind of mom. I sometimes wish I was, but I'm not that kind of mom. Tyler turned out fine. So, we are trying to figure out how a lot of the things that we're going to get our travel size. We are not getting a crib. We are going to make, we're going to make a crib. And again, I'm also going to do like a lot of looking up on how to do that with a RV, trailer. A lot of people have done it, and I've seen like some really cool ideas. So we're just kind of figure out which one works for us. And then by us getting rid of Tyler's closet in her room, because they're going to share a room. No, the baby's not going to be in there right away, but they are eventually going to share a room. And so if we get rid of that closet, it opens up a lot more space too. So yeah, we're all still trying to figure that one out, but at the end, like, it's still a really cute area. I still really enjoy it. And I realize I haven't posted anything on, Instagram about it. And so I'm probably going to post some before and after pictures. I will say, because our trailer is stationary, we do not move our trailer. This is our home. This is where it stays. We do have a deck, and it is a decent sized deck. We spend a lot of time up there. It is covered also, so we can go out there in the rain. All in all, I really, really enjoy it here. I do have my moments, but I feel like that's normal. Like, it's human. And I will also say that since we got a bigger car, we're able to go out more and, like, spread our wings more, if that makes sense. But yeah, so we've definitely are making the best out of it. So that's pretty much all I got for you guys today. I just wanted to do an update, that way you guys know where we're at, and yeah, so you guys, like, just yeah. I will try to remember to post pictures on Instagram about the updates that we've done, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye, guys.